from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Go ahead, 713-572-4610. Those 4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what you watching? We do it each and every Friday. Hey, fellas, started 2 days ago. Started that the arena with Serena Williams.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. I'm through 3 episodes so far. You know, generally when you have a player of her greatness, like, you start to kind of see that psycho Jordan,
yeah,
Tom
Tiger
thing.
Yep.
She is a weird case because she has it, and then she does it except for with Venus Williams, her sister. Everything else, she would have it. One time she got ghosted by a guy while she was Serena Williams. She got ghosted by a dude that she talked to, she said, for a few weeks. And she used that for the next year and said he will regret every day that he ghosted me. So she tried to play and win.
Stay on his TV screen, huh?
For that, she used that as fuel. But
see,
then
that's an interesting ghost.
Right? It is. But then with Venus, she couldn't beat her, so she had to resort to just not looking at her when she played her.
I'll be damned.
The only one she can beat her. No, but it's a good watch. Tom Brady's is an executive producer, like they did the arena for him.
Yeah.
10 episodes. So it's pretty strong. That one I would recommend. That one. Oh, the Pete Rose.
I keep forgetting about that. I need to get on the Pete Rose.
Pete's nuts.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise. Like I hadn't watched either one of those. I need to check them out.
I talked to Pete Rose for about 3 minutes at Baybrook Mall 5-6 years ago. Knew within about 10 seconds he is nuts.
That's great.
He is
just
nuts.
Just be lying. Hey, by the way, I started Bear season 3.
Oh, man.
Bear?
The Bear. Good show, but season 3 is getting some criticism.
The first episode is unusual, the best way that I can describe it.
Like they're being artsy with it or something.
It's just, the way it's done. I don't know that I've seen very many. I've never seen a television show for an entire show, for an entire 30-40 minutes, do what it does. So I'm trying not to give it away. I know you are watching it, and some people first started watching it. It is unusual way that an episode is done. So if you say a little too creative, I think maybe a little too creative.
Yeah.
Like it's so you'll see it. It's coming down the text line. Ocho, Ron, the wife and I watched the first three episodes of Bel-Air season three on Peacock. My mom tried to get me to watch that. I can't watch the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in a drama. That's a damn comedy to me. That's Will Smith, that's Uncle Phil, and they've tried to turn it into a drama. I'm just having a hard time starting with
that. I'm on, I've already finished it, on Tropo.
What?
T-R-O-P-P-O.
Tropo, what's that?
It is it's about a detective that's wrongly accused of raping and murdering a young lady. And a gal that actually did murder a schoolmate, if you will, and got sent to prison. And when she gets it starts, she's out, and he's kind of gone. He's kind of gone into withdrawing himself from being in public because everybody thinks he's guilty, but there wasn't enough evidence to put him behind bars, so they had to release him. And it's a story about those two, and ultimately how their own crimes end up coming to light, and they figure those out, but they're like ultimately PIs, and they get hired by some people to find out who killed their dad, or find out who killed this kid or whatever, and in the process they figure their own out as well. Two seasons, really good show.
I thought you were going.
I enjoyed it.
I just saw Netflix come out and said a new one on the Lacey Peterson story.
I'll get Lacey Peterson. John Metchie and Lacey Peterson. I'm fatigued.
Well, that's
man.
How I feel about Aaron Hernandez. There have been so there. I've probably watched eight docs on Lacey Peterson.
I feel like at this point, old Drew's just making money.
Yeah,
I'll sell the story.
Like the Lacey Peterson and JonBenet Ramsey. The amount of things I've watched on those two. I've had to slow down. Someone said I've watched Break 50 now after listening to the show. The John Daly one is funny as hell. Somebody text in. Someone said Bel-Air is really good. I'm not doubting it. It's just I can't get over the hang-up. Like, it's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, man. No drama.
I hadn't seen
it. And they got the same characters, and they just look completely different. Like, I think Phil is, like, fit.
Oh, he's a fit, Phil?
It's a fit. I need James Avery. I need my Uncle Phil to be hefty. Or is that person who called me on the text line yesterday flabby?
R.I.P. Uncle Phil.
We did lose James Avery. Yeah, line. I remember I saw that jury.
Somebody called you flabby, Chief?
Yeah, he called me flabby. And then
you gotta tell me about these kind of things.
And then came back and said, "I admire you for your weight loss." And I tell him, I say, "Hey man, just keep the same energy, dog."
You should say, yeah, but it made another flab.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.